Hey, you watching this. Ever wonder why God lets your life implode, even when you're begging Him to stop it? Why didn't He save my marriage? Why didn't He stop my divorce? Stick with me. This story might reframe your pain. Hi, I'm Josh Bryant, and I'm divorced. Ugh, that word stings. It's like a scarlet letter I never wanted. When I got married, I was all in, vows for life, heart wide open. I never dreamed I would be here single, sharing this. My divorce hit me like a wrecking ball. It wasn't my plan. It blindsided me. And I've wrestled with this one question. If God hates divorce, scripture says so, why didn't He stop mine? If you've felt like God didn't show up, this is for you. Before you click away, I'm not here to preach. I'm sharing my raw, messy story. How my perfect Christian marriage fell apart. Why God let it. And the hope that I found. You won't believe what I learned. From the outside, my life was perfect. I was a pharmaceutical sales rep. Great money. Needed something, I just write a check. My wife and I had three amazing kids, a beautiful home, a white picket fence dream. My degree is mathematics, so I'm a numbers guy, analytical, a problem solver. I chased God the same way, dissecting scripture, teaching Bible studies, joining every church event. But I was like doubting Thomas. I needed proof God was real. For 10 years, I prayed, show me you're there. I begged and pleaded with God to show up like He does in scripture 2,000 years ago. And He finally did. Imagine this. My son was sick for 3 years on a morphine pump, a medical mystery. Doctors were stumped. But one day I prayed and God healed him completely. I saw miracles, like in the Bible. I prayed for strangers at gas stations, parking lots, anywhere. I was on fire. But in that joy, my marriage started cracking. You won't believe what happened next. Our life was chaotic with extreme busyness. Work, soccer, church, gym, yard work, Bible studies, holding my breath from one activity to the next. Three kids and adult activities kept us sprinting. I was up at 5 a.m., gone before they woke, traveling for work. I was exhausted. My wife and I connected, but only within the context of the busyness of this chaos. I missed the warning signs. Before we were married, I had doubts. Maybe God was whispering, this won't last. But I committed, and it worked for years until God spoke in dreams. One night, I had a dream. I dreamt I was building a perfect house. Stunning floors, granite countertops, tall ceilings, and all the details of the American dream. But God spoke to me within the dream. I heard Him say, Josh, you forgot to install insulation within the walls. Keep building. Nobody will notice, but the storms will hit. You will feel the heat and the cold. Or tear it down. Start all over, but you will pay the price. I said to God from within the dream, I will tear it down and rebuild, and I will pay the price. I woke up shaken. I didn't know my marriage was that house. Then a vision. I would blink and see a dark, evil man from behind my eyelids. Like a 1920s gangster, I would open my eyes and he was gone. Blink again, and he was standing in front of me with his grimacing face saying, I hate you. I want to kill you. It terrified me. Then another dream. I piloted a huge jet plane, no co-pilot, full of fuel. I gunned it down the runway, took off too fast. It went vertical and it flipped over, dove back towards the earth, and it crashed and burned. I felt the flames consume everything. But I survived. God was warning me I was moving too fast. alone as my marriage and the ministry of praying for the sick were represented by this plane. In June of that year, my wife said, I'm done. Me, the perfect Christian, facing divorce. I was floored, shocked. What would people think of me? I thought my faith was bulletproof. I begged God to fix it, but he didn't. Why? If God hates divorce, why allow it? The answer might surprise you. I was gutted. I moved out to keep the kids' lives stable, staying with my dad and stepmom down the street, praying this would blow over. I'd sneak back to the house when nobody was home, praying over every room, pleading the blood of Jesus over my family. I also found a trail behind the soccer fields near my home, a mountaintop where I'd cry out to God, please, Father, save my marriage. But it was like hitting a wall. God had warned me this house was coming down. On July 3rd, the following year, my lawyer called. Josh, it's final. I sat in my car, slid off my wedding band, and sobbed in my heart. I knew all the prayers had collided with God's decision. My world collapsed. But God wasn't done. You won't believe how he rebuilt me. I bought a foreclosed house in a rough neighborhood. Humble doesn't cover it. Doors wouldn't shut. Wasps' nests were everywhere. My sister cried seeing it. I took 3 weeks off, and my three kids and I gutted it. New carpet, bathroom fixtures, paint, crown molding, countertops, landscaping, everything got a makeover in 3 weeks. It was a home for me and my kids. I prayed for reconciliation, but on July 3rd, it was over. I lost so much weight, people thought I was sick. They thought I had cancer. I stopped ministry, teaching, everything. I needed to hear God's voice.